All three children died horrifically, Thurston said, at the hands of caretakers whose deficiencies DCF lacked the resources to notice. In a scathing letter addressed to Rick Scott, Thurston accused the governor of favoring small government ideology over the welfare of children.
And the result is that 40 children have died.
Fellow state representatives Elaine Schwartz of Hollywood and Barbara Watson of Miami Gardens stood with Thurston as he demanded that all of last year's budget cuts to DCF be restored. In a recent report, the Casey Family Program Foundation, which looks at policies affecting children, found that many of DCF's systemic failures were the result of underfunding, but it also blamed controversial policies, such as a bias in favor of reunifying families, for its record of tragic outcomes. Thurston agreed there are a lot of problems.
Do I think that money is the total factor? Probably not. But the policy of forcing reunification as opposed to protecting children, monies for the things that need to be done, it's a combination.
There's no sure sign yet of what Governor Scott intends for DCF next year. Thurston says the agency has been running what-if exercises to practice for budget cuts of as much as 5%. Interim DCF Secretary Esther Jacobo said earlier this year that money can't solve problems as complex as the department has experienced. Meanwhile, she has announced she will leave the job as soon as April. I'm Rick Stone in Fort Lauderdale.